This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joint Hospital and Healthcare Center. And today we talk with Brooke Dake, nurse practitioner at Helen Newberry Joy's Gibson Family Health Clinic, who recently rejoined the practice after maternity leave. And Brooke, the baby's doing well?
He's the smiliest little thing you've ever seen. So we're just tickled. We love him so much.
Great. We're continuing to hear about patients who are still nervous about visiting the clinic for even routine treatment because of their fear of COVID infection.
I have noticed that a lot of people are hesitant to schedule those annual exams because they're like, oh, I'm healthy, I'm fine, I don't need to see the doctor, I'm not sick, I don't want to go somewhere where I could get sick. So the problems with that are, at annual exams, we talk about things like breast cancer screening, pap smears for women, and colonoscopies, which are screenings for colon cancer, and even just routine blood work that screens for diabetes, screens for cholesterol problems, makes sure that there's no anemias or that kidney function is still doing okay. If people aren't getting seen routinely for those things, then if that gets put off, they might have a problem going on that they don't even realize that's going on because they outwardly feel fine.
So what's your recommendation to your patients?
My nurse and I have tried to educate people that it's important that they still take care of their health, especially if they have illnesses like diabetes or high blood pressure, because if we go a long time without those being controlled, they can have detrimental effects to their health. And the main things that we worry about are heart attacks and strokes. So we've been really encouraging people to come in and explaining the safety precautions that we have in place. You have to be screened at the door. Your temperature is checked. You have a questionnaire that you have to fill out. We are also being screened when we enter the building every day. We're washing our hands. We're sanitizing between patients. We're keeping kind of the sick folks away from the healthy folks in order for patients to be brought in the building. We are now having them do rapid COVID testing so that if they are COVID positive, we can kind of make sure that they're not intermingling with our healthy patients.
And aren't most of the things you routinely screen for generally treatable in the early stages?
Research shows that if you tackle things earlier, there's just better outcomes. And even I've found diabetes, just screening labs for regular healthy people that feel just fine. And then all of a sudden they're like, wow, I didn't know I had diabetes. I haven't been to the doctor in 3 years. Well, now we have a whole bunch of other things that we need to address too. And it's just really important to make sure people are still getting in for those routine things, even if they feel fine.
Thank you, nurse practitioner Brooke Dake from Helen Newberry Joy's Gibson Family Health Clinic.